Transport bosses are defending new regulations which mean that private hire drivers will have to pass an English test to get a license. Uber has slammed the plan, saying it will put drivers out of work. BBC London's reporter Josephine McDermott has the details. Josephine, what more can you tell us about this?
Well, Eddie, fundamentally this row is about how well we need our taxi drivers to speak English. Transport for London wants applicants from a country where English isn't the main language to sit a test called a B1. That's an intermediate level English proficiency certificate. And it rates their reading, their listening and their writing skills. And that's the crunch point, really. Uber says a 2-hour written exam goes way beyond what's needed. It's emailed its users asking them to lobby Sadiq Khan because they say people will lose their jobs over this.
You got an example of the test there for us?
Yes, we have the test here, Eddie. Well, so if you're feeling brave,
it
should be okay, I think, for you.
It's going to be interesting, won't it? I haven't seen these in advance. Go on.
This is the kind of thing that people are going to be asked. And bearing in mind, you know, the majority of the dialogue you're going to have with somebody who drives you is, you know, where are you? I'm here. This kind of thing. So one of the questions, false or correct, it costed me €30 to get the visa.
Is that a question?
That's a question. You've got to say whether that's false or correct grammatically. It costed me €30 to get the visa.
Well, I've heard worse, but it isn't technically correct. I've heard a lot worse on this very station. Sorry.
Moving on. I can swim when I was 5.
No. But mixing your tenses up there, aren't you?
Exactly. But it's this kind of thing we're talking about, the placing of pronouns and tenses.
Well, hold on a minute. If somebody is, quite often, my mum's lived there for 40 years and still says, my son is called Eddie and she is on the radio. My mum mixes her tenses up all the time.
She's not a cab
driver.
She's not going to be out driving those cabs.
Okay. So look, is the test being... Because this is my instinct. This is a story I have done again and again. The proliferation of these people, of these vehicles in town, part of the problem. The black cabbies will be phoning each other literally as we speak. Is this a way of correcting a problem that was caused by the issuing of these licenses?
Well, there could be a suspicion that that is the kind of thing underlying this. TfL and the mayor, we know, have lobbied the government to try and limit the number of private hire drivers. They cite things like congestion and air quality. And we know we've got some figures actually. Just last week, 375 new licences were issued for private hire drivers. That means that since 2010, the number has actually... In the last 6 years, the number of drivers with these private hire licences has doubled, and it's now at 109,000. So you could say that raising the bar is likely to impact on numbers, and that's certainly what Uber would say.
Josephine, thank you very much. Josephine McDermott reporting for us here at BBC Radio London.